Monsieur le Premier ministre, monsieur le chef du Bloc québécois, monsieur le député Cloutier, chers collègues de nos universités, les étudiants qui sont parmi nous, je voudrais d'abord remercier Alain Gagnon de son invitation et pour mon collègue Studen de m'associer à cet événement ici à Toronto et de donner la parole. Et cette démocratie a cette qualité à des gens qui, comme M. Landry et moi et d'autres, ont des idées très différentes de ceux qui sont dans cette salle lorsqu'il s'agit de parler et de prédire l'avenir du Canada. I'm going to be a good student, Alain Irvin. I'm going to try to answer to your questions. You put six questions to us on this panel, and I think they deserve some answers. And I'll try to focus on the issue of the international scene, present, future, and the Quebec question. One of the things I was asking myself, what is the Quebec question? You haven't really defined it in the documents relating to this conference. I understand it's about Quebec status within Canada. I think if we wanted to coin in one or few words, it's the issue of the status of Quebec within Canada. Integration or secession, renewed federalism or sovereignty association. So I think if that is the meaning of the Quebec question, and if it has to do with national unity, let me try to answer to the six questions, and I'll have a seventh question, which will be my addition to this panel. My question will be, and I already invite you to think about it, is what does Quebec need, not what does Quebec want? Because at one point in our history, the question was, what does Quebec want? But I'll try to answer the question, what does Quebec need? But let me look at your six questions and try to answer them briefly. How should we understand the Quebec question in the context of world events and trends today? Well, I think the answer should be, well, we should realize that what Quebec is looking for within Canada, which is more autonomy, or what many people like myself are promoting, independence for Quebec, is something that a lot of other peoples in the world are doing at this point in time. So that, you know, claiming more autonomy or wanting independence for Quebec is not dépassé, is not something that should be seen as abnormal or only as a threat to Canada. It has to do with freedom, the idea that Quebec could or should be freer within Canada because it would be given more autonomy, or outside of Canada because more autonomy was refused to Quebec. So when you think of what's happening in Scotland, Catalonia, the Basque Country, or southern Sudan, and many other parts of the world, so many other peoples are claiming for more autonomy and independence. So that's how things should be understood, I believe. And understanding is not about condemning people for their ideas, their dreams, and what they really want for their people and their nation. Second question, where will we see it, the Quebec question, in a decade from now? Well, I don't know if that relates to the international scene, but let me link it with the other question, which I think has to do with what would happen or what will happen in the next decade. There's another question. Is answering or dealing with the Quebec question going to be more or less urgent in the coming decade, given where the world is headed? Well, you know, what decade means for me is that, will there be any discussions? Will there be an attempt to deal with the Quebec question, with the national unity question? Maybe some people in this room will be reassured, because in 10 years and a decade, if François Legault is elected, maybe some would like to see that happen. Maybe Brian Tobin obviously was sympathetic to Monsieur Legault and Monsieur Sirois. Well, nothing much will happen because Monsieur Legault has said that he wants a 10-year moratorium on debates on national unity and on the Quebec question, in fact. So if nothing happens domestically, and that could be, because if I was having discussions with Patrick Monahan a few minutes ago on that. If nothing is initiated from Quebec on the Quebec question, on the national unity debate, nothing might happen or will happen. Because obviously what I hear today, when I hear the words "not now" from the chair of this panel, or "never" when it comes to Patrick Monahan's idea on will there be negotiations or not, I have the impression that no one in the rest of Canada will initiate anything when it comes to constitutional negotiations and the reform of Canadian federalism. So to that question, what will we see, where will we see it, the Quebec question in a decade, is, well, we won't see very much if no one initiates anything. And I guess it'll depend who's elected next time in Quebec. And if it's Legault, nothing will be initiated. If it's Charest, nothing will be initiated. If Madame Marois is elected, something will be initiated. And people might have to deal with the constitutional issue if she goes ahead with and implements this idea of la gouvernance souverainiste. Okay, next question. How is this seen out of Canada? How is this Quebec question seen out of Canada, outside Canada, the national unity debate? Well, at the time being, there's not many people in many countries that, you know, think we are even debating the issue. Maybe in Catalonia, maybe in Scotland, they are interested. They're more interested in what we've done in the past and how we've done things, especially in our sovereigntist camp. I could tell you, I've been advising the Scottish government in the past few years. They've come to me and asked me, what should we not do to win the referendum next time? Could you give us a few ideas on what we should do and not do? And how do we deal with the tactics of the central government? And it was really interesting because this summer I did meet some Scottish organizers and strategists, and one of piece of advice was, well, be careful with the dirty tricks there, and you know, maybe they'll bring up the issue of clarity. You know, that was in August. Oh, it was brought up a few weeks ago, you know, by the David Cameron, as you know. But you know, I think outside the world now, there is an idea, there's no real debate on national unity, except maybe in some countries where people like Quebec are in the process of wanting to decide their own future. Well, fifth question. How will the Quebec question affect Canadian performance in the world in the coming decade? Well, I think that's a very good question. And what has happened, it's interesting what has happened in the last, let's say, 20 years after the demise of the Charlottetown Accord. Quebec's successive governments, and it's true for this government, for Jean Charest's government, has been very active on the international scene. We just can't, you know, negotiate with Canada on constitutional issues. Let's go and negotiate with other countries. No, Monsieur Charest is the one who initiated this negotiation on free trade with Europe. When he goes to London, we have the impression that, you know, he's the Prime Minister of Canada. He's the one negotiating for Canada a free trade agreement with Europe. And, you know, Quebec has been very vocal when it comes to, for example, the Kyoto Protocol. And just to give you an example on the problems and the dysfunction of the federal system in Canada, and we brought it up this morning a few times, the Kyoto Protocol. Well, there's going to be something very paradoxical in a few months. If this withdrawal of Canada goes through, and I'm happy to inform you, I've brought a case before the Federal Court of Canada, and I'm helped with 36 of my students. We want to the court to declare illegal this withdrawal because, you know, there's an act in Parliament that's still there and that hasn't been repealed, and we're supposed to, you know, implement our commitments, and now we've just gone and withdrawn from the treaty. So I hope the courts give us, think we're right on that. But, you know, in a few months, if this withdrawal goes through, Canada won't be party to that Kyoto Protocol anymore because it will have withdrawn. But Quebec is bound by the protocol. Why? Because its National Assembly approved it a few years ago, and the government declared itself bound by the protocol. And the Charest government said this withdrawal of Canada was unacceptable to Quebec. Unacceptable to Quebec. And I believe Quebec won't change its mind on the protocol and might be in a position where Canada's not a party to the protocol anymore, but, you know, Quebec says it's bound by the protocol, by this international treaty. So there's something really dysfunctional. And when it comes to international forums, well, next year, when there's the 18th conference, the climate change conference, what will representatives from Quebec and Canada say during that forum? How will they contradict themselves? Or will the governments of Quebec try to avoid any kind of discussion between themselves because they're in an international forum? Well, there will be a problem, and at one point it's going to explode on the international scene because Quebec will want to speak more and strongly, in a more strong fashion, with its own voice on the international scene. What about the Scottish question? Well, I mentioned a bit the interest of the Scottish question. Well, on that question and the referendum that could be held in 2014, Well, we hope that the Scottish people decide to vote for sovereignty. And if they do, I could, you know, predict that the support for sovereignty in Quebec will increase. They will have led the way. They will have been the first. They will have proven that it can be done in a democratic setting, and it should be done. So we're following very closely what's happening in Scotland, and I'm sure what's happening in Catalonia. We didn't mention it, but the Catalonian independence movement has strengthened significantly in the past years. So all those claims for self-determination and independence in the world are clearly linked, and the Scottish question will have an influence on the Quebec question, obviously, in the next coming years. So I come to my question: what does Quebec need? Which is a question that's more general. It's not about the international scene, but I'll just leave you on that, because I think it's the good question you should ask yourselves. What does Quebec need in 2012? It needs constitutional recognition, and it needs additional autonomy. That's, I believe, the real issue, the two real issues. Recognizing Quebec as a nation, the Québécois as a nation, with two distinct words in the two linguistic versions of that motion, to make sure we, you know, the Québécois are the French-speaking Québécois. If Mr. Brody had something to do about the drafting of that motion, well, he didn't fool us. He didn't fool the people in Quebec, because, you know, those two wordings are very different. Because in Quebec, we consider we're a nation. It includes Quebecers that are English-speaking and are every other language. That's the way I see Quebec. And but that's not enough. A motion in the House of Commons, it needs recognition in a constitutional text, and maybe bilateral amendments in the process that Mr. Cameron advocates in his paper might be the solution. But I'd like to see if even you here in this room would agree on including in the Canadian Constitution the recognition that Quebec is a nation. When the question was put to Eugénie Brouillet this morning, I was tempted to say when Eugénie was asked, is it desirable or possible? Well, my temptation, maybe I'll do it. My temptation would be, is it desirable? Who believes in this room that it's desirable? Lift your hand up. Should Quebec be recognized as a nation in the Canadian Constitution? In the Canadian Constitution. Is it desirable? Lift your hand up. Is it possible? Lift your hand up. Well, you see, we're in Toronto, in Ontario. And you know, but I believe that that's what Quebec needs. Not separatist. That's what Quebec needs and wants and needs in 2000. What does it need also? Additional autonomy. Additional autonomy. It doesn't suffice to say Quebec has more autonomy than the Scottish people in Scotland, or than Landers in Germany, or cantons in Switzerland. That's not the issue. The issue is not Canada's the most decentralized federation in the world. So what are you complaining about? Well, Quebec is not complaining about anything. It just wants more additional autonomy. That's what it needs. That's what successive governments of Quebec have claimed and want and still want, even Monsieur Charest. So are you optimistic about Canada providing more and additional autonomy to Quebec? Well, I hope you are. Because if you're not, recognition will come through independence, and additional autonomy will only come through independence. Merci.